No, I have to say I'm especially proud of the way they handled the last couple of weeks, coming off that emotional win at the end of Baltimore, and then to have the bye week sandwiched right in there in the middle, which in fact was good for a standpoint of working some younger players into it. But this was a game where we knew we had to go out and do things we did to win, and we did just that. You know, I challenged them to get 17 more points at halftime, and they came out and got 17 more points. I didn't expect to get them the way we did, but nevertheless, yeah, I think overall it was a good win for us. It says a lot about our ability to run the football and you know, play defense. And you know, credit Herm. He's got a good young football team, and they're gonna continue to improve. It's unfortunate that Brody got knocked out of the game because I wanted to see him play, but I didn't want to see him play because I know well he played against New England. But he's got a good young football team that's going to improve. Questions?
Is your most complete game of the year?
No, we made some mistakes. They're not satisfied. Anytime you run for the yards that we did and the franchise record and the two backs over 100, I mean, it's impressive, but we still made some mistakes that I think we can play better. And we just keep working, stress improvement, and, you know, we got an extra day this week to heal up, and, you know, we're back in the division.
How important to be able to run the ball like that, especially with you both starting wide receivers down?
Well, we challenged the receivers to block for us and to get open. We felt like we'd have a chance, but, your run game basically is a result of the way your team plays, and the defense was getting stopped, so we could do those kind of things. And so I was, overall I was pleased with it. You know, the backs got a lot of extra yards on their own after contact. We know Chris. Chris is just a step away from going the distance. No one thought Lindell was a step away from going the distance, but anyway, must have had a salad for dinner last night. So,
Chris. Got a career in the music business, you think?
It was a very short-lived career. It will not happen again.
What would you tell them on that?
I told them, regardless of the score in the game, you just can't do that type of thing because we ended up kicking off from the 15-yard line and gave up points. And that's, he's excited, and celebrating and all that kind of stuff. But I think he used judgment in it and realizes, if he didn't realize, he realizes now that he can't do that under any circumstance. I don't have double set of criteria for being able to do that or not being able to do that.
With the receivers being down, you realize you have to play this way to win. You have to run these kind of plays to win.
I thought we had a real good game plan from the standpoint of the passing game. We had confidence not only in Lavelle but also in Paul to be able to execute that. So we just got in a situation where we were having success running. If he can do that, then why change?
You mentioned how the teams are able to handle the last couple of weeks. Why do you think it is?
Winning's important to them, as I said, over and over. You carry a respect level into each game for your opponent. And they worked hard. They were focused this week. We gave them opportunity to have fun, when it was time. But on the field and in the meetings, we focused. And, obviously, it doesn't get it doesn't get easier. It gets harder now. I mean, we're back in the division against a team that we know and a team that it's going to be a big challenge for us this next Monday.
Kyle had that kind of back of a lot of guys' minds. That Monday night game has probably been there.
You don't play like this with thinking ahead. You take one game at a time, and that's what they did.
Did Kyle have any sort of setback?
He did not, no. The plan, Tony wasn't ready to go. He was very close. The plan with Kyle after warming him up was to see if we could get him, 25 or 30 plays. But it was important to us that he let us know how he felt. And once he got into full speed, he was just nervous about setting back. So we agreed it was best to just have him sit and continue to rehab this week.
With those two guys down, how impressive was the front line?
Well, we got pressure. I mean, Albert got pressure. And, they all work hard. I mean, it's kind of repeated what happened last week with the younger guys. Jason played well and looked like Jacob played well. And, the group as a whole is playing well together. And fortunately, when you can get up, you can, turn the game, play a one-dimensional game, which is what they did second half.
Defensive guys upset maybe they didn't get a shutout, looking like that.
It's hard. Those things are real hard to do in the National Football League, and they gave it their best shot. But I don't think anybody's upset right now. I think everybody's looking forward to next week's challenge.
Thank you.